Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, keep praising him. Hallelujah. Somebody in the house today just said hallelujah. Keep saying hallelujah. 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 God deserves the praises. Hallelujah. He don't deserve halfway praises. He deserves some serious praising. Hallelujah. God deserves some serious worshiping. He deserves us lifting him up. He deserves us adoring him. He deserves us worshiping him. Hallelujah. Because that is who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I wish empty seats could praise him. If empty seats could praise him, we would have the whole room in a praise. Hallelujah. So if empty seats can't praise him, then won't everybody who's in the seat praise him for somebody who is not in the seat today? Come on, y'all act like y'all don't serve a real God. You praise him like your God is dead. This place should sound like it's filled up even when it's not filled. That's how good he is to you. Haven't he been good to you? Haven't God been good to you? He woke you up this morning in your right mind, and he started you on your way. You got the activities of your limbs. You didn't come in here in a wheelchair. You walked in here on your own 2 feet, on 2 legs. You were able to see with your own 2 eyes. You was able to feel with your hands. Your heart blood is pumping. That's who he is. He woke you up this morning, not you. He woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the house of God, the house of God should always be filled with prayer. If there are one or two people in here, that one or two people should be praising God so heavily that it seems like the place is filled. Even though we got more than one or two people here, we shouldn't praise him like one or two people. It shouldn't be just one or two people praising God like God only did something for the one or two people. God did something for everybody in here today because he woke you up this morning. Glory, hallelujah. We got to thank God because the construction that's going on, we have to thank God because we get ready to get some brand new chairs in here. We should be thanking God because we get ready to get brand new carpet in here. We get ready to should be thanking God because we get ready to get the walls painted, brand new paint. By the time this all over, God has given us a brand new temple, a brand new worship place. And we should be sharing that excitement with some folks to come in to see what God has done for us. We shouldn't just come in here and enjoy it all by ourselves. We should be so excited about what God is doing that somebody ought to know. You know God is doing something awesome over here at New G. New Generation Worship. He's doing some mighty great things. Some miracles he's working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking, and the Lord gave me a revelation and gave me a word, and we know 1 Peter because it's a part of our mission and vision and statement. But I was going back to this because I was thinking, have you ever walked into a friend's house or into a someone you know house, and that person was on the phone, and a person on the other end must have heard you come in, and they must have asked the person on the phone, "Who is that?" And the person on the other end said, "Oh, that's just so and so. Or that's just Mary. Or that was just Jack. Or we allow, see, sometimes we allow people in our life to dictate that we are just so and so. We allow our conditions and our situation to dictate that we are just Jack or just Mary or just Sue. We allow what we're going through to dictate us to just be, to label ourselves or see ourselves as just so and so. Somebody in here knows what I'm talking about today. You have allowed your life, you allow your condition, you allow yourself to see you as small, to see you as not being as important, to see yourself, you have allowed yourself to see yourself. You have allowed the situation that when you look in the mirror, all you see is just so and so. But let me tell you today that Jesus doesn't see you as so and so. Jesus doesn't see you as just Marianne. Jesus doesn't see you as just Jack. Jesus doesn't see you as just Michael. He has declared in our life that we are more important to him. And you got to realize your situation that you're in might not see you as important. Your situation might be beating you down and not see you as where you at and should be. You gotta realize that family members might not see you like God sees you in his eyes. Oh, your cousin, your favorite cousin might think that you might not never be nothing. Your mothers and your fathers might think that you won't be nothing and that won't matter to anything. But let me tell you right now, starting today, how God sees every last one of you. The way he looks down and how he sees you in his heart. And the way that God sees you in his heart is the way that you should see yourself. That's how you should be looking at who you are. So somebody today, you should be, when I get finished, you ought to tell yourself, I'm not so and so. There is no just in front of my name. Yo, get me today. Your first name ain't Jess. get again. Even though your first name might be Kim, your first name ain't Jess Kim. And no, exactly. So people who call you Jess, you got to tell them that Jess ain't a part of my first name. So-and-so is not a part of my first name. First Peter, come on, somebody follow me. Let's journey over to First Peter. First Peter, in the second chapter, in the ninth verse, it's put this way. He said, first of all, he says that you are his chosen people. Look, you have been chosen by the Almighty. You have been chosen by Christ. He picked you out of a lineup, not to put you in jail, but to put you on high. I'm gonna say it again. I just don't see that Christians just don't see in their heart who they really are. One day when you was in the mud, water around in the mud. One day when you was in the darkness. One day when you was lost. One day when you was out back. One day when you was in left field. One day when you was out in the 40. God looked down and saw you in your situation. Saw you in your condition. Saw you in your problems. Saw you how you was. And he picked you. Somebody said, God picked me. Oh, that should have been an echo in here today. I don't think I heard nobody say it. That should have been spoken loud today. I'm going to ask you one more. Somebody said, God picked me. Oh, that's a little better. That's a little better. I think I missed some, though. I'm allowing you the Facebook Live. If you're looking at it today, I want you to stand in front of your mirror. I want you to point at somebody in here today. Point at yourself and say, "God picked me." Hallelujah. He said, "But you are His chosen people." And then he goes on to say, you're not only just His chosen people. He said, the king's priest. Somebody ought to get happy in here right now. When I reread this yesterday, I got happy all over again. When I read this, all my little man inside, my spiritual man, started doing cartwheels. When I read this all over again, and I realized that he was talking about me and won't talking about nobody else. See, I don't know about you. I'm picking it for myself. I don't know how you see it, but I'm taking it for myself. When I read this word all over again, I realized God was looking at me. He looked me straight in my eyes. And you got to realize that one day God looked you straight in your eye and say, I pick you. I don't care how dirty you was, I pick you. He said, I don't care how pretty you was, I pick you. I don't care how ugly you was, I pick you. You could have been snag or tooth, but I still pick you. You could have had no front teeth, but I still pick you. You could nap your head, ain't had your head fixed for months, but I still pick you. Your clothes might have been dirty, but God said, I still pick you. He said, after I picked you, I cleaned you up. And I made you one of the king's priests. He said, get this. You ain't messed up no more. He said, I don't care what you did. I don't care how you are now. I know you ain't perfect. I know you're going to mess up. But he said, once I pick you, you are a holy nation. Oh my good. He said, you are a holy nation. He said, you are a people who belong to God. He said, you might have for a while there, you might have been belonged to your neighbor. You might have belonged to your loved one. You might have belonged to the group you hang out with. See, y'all don't realize that. See, sometimes we allow our neighbor to dictate how we see ourselves. We allow our friends to dictate how we look at ourselves. We allow our coworkers to beat us down and dictate how we think about ourselves. We allow our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, and our father to tell us what's going on in our life. And we allow them to dictate how we is and who we is. So when they dictate what you do, dictate where you go, you belong to them. Hallelujah. When somebody tell you, you can't do nothing in college because nobody else in your family went to college, you will never be anything. You will never be anybody. You will never own a business. You will never get out of your problems. You will never get out of debt. Debt will always control you. Debt will always keep you down. So you got to realize when you allow that happen, you belong to them. But God said it ain't so. When I pick you, you belong to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, you belong to God. said he chose you to tell all about the wonderful things he done. Look at it, what God done. See, y'all got it not keeping your mouth shut all the time about what God done for you. Somebody need to know that God done something for you. Don't walk around all the time scared to tell about how great your God is. See, you need to be telling the world, even if you tell the world that I ain't who I used to be. Oh, my goodness. If you just tell the world, hey, look at me. I ain't who I used to be. I might not be where I want to be at yet, but I'm not going to let you to tell me and decide where I'm going to be. You got to tell folks you didn't have no control on where I was. You ain't got no control of where I'm at. And you ain't got no control of where I'm going. God knows where I was. God knows where I at. And God knows where I'm going. And I'm just letting you know, neither one of those situations do you have and can you dictate. You might have to tell somebody straight in the eye, I might look broke now, but I won't be broke tomorrow. Don't be ashamed. You might have to, whoever has dictated and called you broken down, you need to go to them and say, I might have been broke down when I was messed up with you, but guess what? I ain't broke down no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to tell some folks after you kicked them out of your inner circle. You might say, well, you were holding me down when you was in my circle. But I'm saying bye-bye, baby. I got to get me a new inner circle because I got places to go. I got things to see. I got people to see. And I've got creation to make. You got to tell them that God has changed who I was and who I am. See, you got to realize, look, it says that after you've been picked, he didn't pick you just to pick you. You wasn't chosen just to be chosen. It says that he chose you to tell about the wonderful things. The wonderful things that he done for you. So you got to look, folks, let me get you right. Let me get you where you need to be at today. Oh, the things that God has done for you already might not be where you want them to be at because he's still working on them. But the things that God did for you are wonderful. Somebody say what he did already is wonderful. Oh, yes. Look. If he, look, everybody in here to me looks very healthy. Everybody in here look like you got your strength. Everybody in here look like you walked in here on your own power. Everybody in here look like you got your own, you right in your mind because you're not drooling out the side of your mouth. That's a wonderful thing. You need to just tell somebody how wonderful it is for God pick you up and woke you up this morning. The world need to know that that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. God woke me up this morning. He turned me around, started me on my way, and I stick at the activity. I don't know about you. I don't know how bad your day might be going. Well, my day is going great. I'm alive, and I'm in the world. I'm still in the world. I might have a little aches in my body. Oh, the arthritis might be acting up just a little bit. Or I might have a little back pain. My big toe might be hurting. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Somebody said, guess what? Guess what? I'm doing great. Somebody asked me, whenever people ask me how I'm doing, I don't care if I'm walking around not doing good at all. I don't care if I'm walking around hurting a little bit. When I ask my doing, I say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Blessed of the Lord and highly favored. No matter where I'm at, I'm blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Because I know I'm highly favored. Because he picked me. Yes, pulled me out of the lineup. He picked me. He says, he brought you out of the darkness of sin into his wonderful life. So you got to realize it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you at. Once God picked you, he don't get all excited and all upset and all disturbed when we mess up a little bit. God don't do that. You know, you can't allow, when God picked you, you can't allow the day to not realize that every day you still walking around in his wonderful life. You got to understand that. God is not an Indian giver. He don't give you back. You ain't get that. Once he pick you, he don't give you back. Oh, I know, even though the adversary tried to do everything that he can to pull you back in his game. The adversary would all kind of tell you, uh-oh, you know you messed up. Oh, you messed up the other day. I heard you in your mind almost ready to say that curse word. It got so close to your tongue. What kind of Christian that? Even if you ain't said, you thought it. I know you were ready to curse that person out. Boy, the adversary might whisper in your ear, oh, how close that was. Yes, yes, yes. It was so close on your lip that you formed it inside. It might have came out, but you said it in your mind. Yeah. The adversary tell you, you went back to your old days in your mind. And you said, if I had my razor, I'd cut this person. You know the day when you was a fighter. Oh, my hallelujah. Pull out that razor like it was Speedy Gonzales. Yeah. But the adversary tell you, hey, you know the day when you was punched him and talked last? Punch him and apologize after you give him a black eye. Hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you right now, God is a God that don't throw us back. Even when we have those moments that we don't do all that we feel we should do, God has already, you got to realize that God has pulled you out. Come on, people. Stop putting yourself back into the situation. God has pulled you out and you are out. No matter what, you are out. You're in his marvelous light. You're in his wonderful light. No matter what. Yes. Sometimes you just got to tell that adversary, God ain't no Indian giver. And I ain't got no plan to come back in your group. I got a group now that I like just fine. And my group is made up of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, I might have some co-workers, some friends, and some people that I hang out with. You know, I might have some people that I get a little wild with every now and then. I might have some people that I talk trash with every now and then. But my group, see, my inner circle, see, y'all need to get an inner circle that consists of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you again. You might have a second. Look. Call all those other inner circles secondary. You might have an inner circle. You go to a girl. You know you have pity parties with. Man, I had a bad day the other day, but the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Even if that you, it ain't a pity party. It's a consultation. Let me clarify for you. Let me clarify the difference for you. When you go into a confrontation with these inner circles you got, they can give you opinions. They can give you some hopefulness. They can help you, kind of get your mind right. But when you go into a confrontation, when you go into conference with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they can plan this stuff out for you. Not just plan it, but arrange it, prepare it, work on it, make it happen, make some changes. All your other friend, when you go in conflict with your other friend, look, I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong to have other inner circles. You know, like good friends and good co-workers. You got to have some in a circle. But hopefully, look. But this is the thing. This is the thing you got to do, though. You got to have a 2-for-1. Okay, you need a 2-for-1, a power pack 2-for-1. See, if all of the coworkers and all of the friends and all of the other people that you go in you go in conference with, if they got the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost too, guess what you got? You got a powerful combination. Because when you walk in there, you're bringing the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. When they walk in there, they're bringing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Compared to this situation, if you have inner circle people and your inner circle people are not saved, get me? If your inner circle people are not saved, then they do also have someone else with them. Because until a person is saved, they belong to the king of the air, the prince of the air. That's just the way it is. I'm going to just give you the spiritual aspect, the truth of the matter. When the person have not been chosen by God, because the word says that this world belongs to who? The prince of the air. This world belongs to Lucifer. This world belongs to Satan. That is what the word tells you. The prince of the air the world belongs to him. But we who has been chosen by Christ, we belong to him. What I'm saying is, God controls all things. But people who are not being counseled by God, not being directed and not being controlled and not being told what to do by God, they are being told to be what to do by somebody or something. That's just the way it is. That's just the way that it might sound like that's a tough pill, that's a tough situation. But we got to understand there is one or two. Moses said to the children of Israel, he said, choose the day what side you will be on. Because if he said choose the day what side you will be on, then that means that two sides. Yes. Yes. In this atmosphere, there are two sides. So you are either on the Lord's side or you're either what? On the Lord's side or you're on the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. I ain't mean to get so deep, but it's, we got a Christian. We got to understand that. We got to understand that. Look, and I'm going to close. Look, I'm going to tell you this. Look, it is fine and it is wonderful. And God wants it because Jesus hung out with the sinners, okay? Not saying that your friend, you cannot hang out with friends who are not saved. Get me right. Get me understanding that. Word doesn't say that you can't hang out with friends who are not saved. But the word does tell you you're not supposed to take counsel. Come on. I want to get this straight. You are not supposed to take counsel. If you are a Christian, you are not supposed to take counsel from people who are not saved. You can have them as friends. You can hang out with them. You can have fun with them. You can enjoy their company. You can do things. You can go places and all that. But the word tells you that you should not take counsel from people who are not saved. Just want to get that clear. I want you to say, Pastor told me I can't hang with you because you're not saved. I'm not saying that. Pastor said I shouldn't hang with you because you're not. No, we can't go Kings and Minions because you don't know Christ as your Savior. No, that ain't true. You go Kings and Minions and ride all rides you want to ride. Bush Garden, Water Country, wherever you want, y'all hang out at. You go shopping. You can do all the stuff you want to do. Okay? Because guess what, folks? Your Christ should rub off on them. Let me tell you this. Never believe. And this is a tough one. You had to, it's something you had to feel down inside. You had to feel down inside. Because you had to know where you're at. But you should never feel that your Christ in you is not stronger than the world in them. That's what the word said. The word said, somebody quote the word said what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is what? In the world. I'm going to say it again. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You should never feel like that you, what you have is not greater than anybody that you hang with. If they are not saved, you should never feel that way. Come on now. Come on, somebody. Because the word already told you that. The word's already told you that greater he is in you than he that's in the world. It's already told you that. Greater than any adversary. They said you're going to do what? Step on the serpent's head. Greater. Greater that he that is in. Believe that, folks. Believe that, folks. Believe it. He that is in you is what? Somebody say it. He that is in you is what? He that is in you is what? Greater than he that is in the world. Come on, rest on your feet in the house today. Man, I feel like I just empowered some soldiers today. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you. I don't know if you was one of them, but I feel like I just empowered some soldiers in here today. Who in here believe that word just empowered you today? Come on, raise your hand if you believe that word just empowered you today. Yes. Yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this show, people. We pray right now that as we go forth into this week that you have kicked off for us, as we go forth in this week that you have set before us, God, we pray that your blessings, your anointing, the wonderfulness that you have in store for us will break free and break loose and overcome us and overtake us, that blessings coming. Blessings coming this week. The blessing that you have for us, they come of this week. The blessing that you're going to run over us with is coming. The blessing that you're going to cover us with is coming. God, you chose these, your people, and you are with them. And you have told them that you are in them and you are greater than anything that might come up against them. You are greater than the situation. You have told them today that they're not just so-and-so. Just is not a part of their front name. They are priesthood, kings and queens, royalty, your chosen people. Now, God, we give your name the praises because you're worthy of all of the praise. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your week.